Welcome to another episode of Blackhawks Insider. It's game day, so it's time to hear from the head coach himself. Luke Richardson previews tonight's game and provides commentary on trending topics. So without further ado, here's Coach.
Hard to believe, but there are only five games left in the 2023-24 season. Only a couple more road trips left as well, and one of them is tonight, a quick one-gamer down to St. Louis. Chris Voster is here with Blackhawks head coach Luke Richardson. Coach, looking at the St. Louis Blues, they're a team that is still fighting for a playoff spot potentially. They're on the outside looking in, but what are you thinking about the matchup tonight?
Looking forward to a bit of a rematch from our last game in town here. We had a controlling lead that we let go in the third period, so that stings, and keep that long memory, I guess, from that one. And right before the Christmas break, we want to make sure we avenge that outing.
Fingers crossed for a smoother trip back as well than that game 2 days before Christmas, where it was a little hard to get back to Chicago via plane. Save that story for another day. But it's been that long since the Blackhawks played the Blues. What looks different about the Blues roster and lines and things like that?
Well, I know they had a coaching change right before we played them then, and I think obviously a momentum boost for their organization. It was a positive one for them. They've played very well since, put themselves into a bit of a playoff race here, so we got to make sure we're ready. I know they're banged up. They have a few injuries as well. We're missing a few players, but it should be a good matchup here tonight for us to want to finish on a good note, and then them obviously still fighting for something.
I know there were some meetings before the game tonight about special teams in particular, penalty kill and power play. And the Blues power play looks like it's from a numbers perspective anyway, has been playing pretty well. Why was that a point of emphasis in pregame meetings?
They are. They've been scoring goals, and especially their first unit with Kyrou and Thomas and Buchnevich, very smart hockey players, good hockey players. We got to make sure we're sharp, first of all, by not taking unnecessary penalties. And when we do have to take a penalty necessarily, we need to kill that off to keep our momentum on the road.
Looking at the Blackhawks lines tonight against St. Louis, a couple of tweaks. Nick Foligno is out of the lineup tonight for personal reasons. Blackhawks hope to have him back for Friday's game. But what do you think of the line combinations right now?
Well, I just had a look at them in practice. We've seen them before at times throughout the year, obviously with Dickinson, Blackwell, and Anderson. Should be a very solid line on the road to try and get out and check some of their better players. We've had Kurashev played with Reichel before, and we've had Kurashev playing with Bedard most of the year, and putting those three younger guys that are offensive-minded and gifted with some speed and talent, a good look here maybe for a couple games, but for tonight at least, and hopefully they can play like they did in practice yesterday. A lot of just speed north, not too fancy, just pucks to the net. And when there's a play available to be made because of their speed, they have the talent to see that and make the play. So I'm hoping to see some, a little bit of chemistry out of that tonight.
For Blackhawks fans, that line combination, that trio of Reichel, Bedard, and Kurashev is tantalizing because of all of the skill, of all of the upside, of all of the youth. And I know that has been a line combination that we've seen on the ice briefly before, going all the way back to preseason this year. But with your deciding to put them back together again, how much of that has to do with the way that Lucas Reichel has been playing as of late?
Yeah, no, that's a big reason. I think he's come back from Rockford rejuvenated, lots of confidence, using his speed and his skills in the right areas at the right times. And this is a good time to try it. I think we've threw them out there for a couple shifts here or there over the last few weeks, but I'd like to see them for a game or two and or more. If it works, that'd be great. I think it's the right time when people are playing at the top of their games. Kurashev's had a great year. Connor's obviously come back from his injury and had a really good month in March, and we want to make sure he has a good finish at the end. So let's try some guys with the same type of skill sets together and see if that'll work.
All right, Coach, you mentioned the sting of the last game against St. Louis here in St. Louis. it was a large lead for the Blackhawks that they lost. Connor Bedard also had the lacrosse-style goal that set the internet on fire in that game. And then there were the travel issues getting back. Long story short, the Blackhawks ended up having to bus back to Chicago two nights before Christmas. Of all of the road trips that you've been on in your NHL career, is there a worse road trip that you have that comes to mind?
Probably not recently. That's definitely, you know, when you're grumbly and you're disappointed after the results, when we're in well control of the game on the road, which we struggled this year at times. So, you know, I mean, to kind of have the weather come in and play a part of, you know, you're only really 2 or 3 day break with family for the year off. It kind of it made things worse for sure. But you know what? In some respects, at a certain point, you just kind of giggle and laugh. You can't do anything about the weather, and maybe something got us over the hump of that loss a little bit. By the time we got home, there's more things that are matter at that time of the year, and get back to playing hockey after the break. So you know what? Overall, at the time, it wasn't very funny after the game when we got the news. But once we got home, I think you're kind of almost giddy with being overtired, and you just laugh at things that you can't control.
Well, I remember the game after the St. Louis game on the other side of Christmas. It was a really impressive win over the Winnipeg Jets. So here's hoping for a smoother road trip to St. Louis this time, and good luck over the final 5 games.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That does it for another episode of Blackhawks Insider. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube, and tune back in every time your Chicago Blackhawks lace up. And thanks to Southside Jake for the tracks on this podcast. You can also find him on Spotify, so be sure to give him a follow.